We have a very clear position here, and our fundamental position is that we will do whatever is necessary to keep our community safe.
In a few weeks' time, the Abbott government will introduce a bill to strip the citizenship from Australians who've been found to be supporting terrorism. As it stands, the Prime Minister says the plan is only aimed at Australians who hold dual citizenship, meaning the person won't be left stateless. But a cabinet leak suggests up to 40 backbenchers plan to write to the PM saying his bill doesn't go far enough and should remove citizenship from any Australian found to be supporting terrorism. While the PM today admitted there was a discussion paper circulating which was canvassing what he called other issues, he wouldn't be further drawn on the leak suggesting the bill would be amended.
What it says to me is that out there in the community, there is an absolute concentration on keeping our community safe. What it says to me is that conscientious local members are listening to their people.
The backbenchers who are pushing for a harsher response to Australians who hook up with Islamic State say we should be looking to laws introduced by the UK which can strip a person of their citizenship, provided they won't be rendered stateless. Stephen Banks is president of the New South Wales Council of Civil Liberties. He says there are serious concerns with the proposals being put forward.
The consequence of stripping a person, whether they're a dual national or a sole Australian citizen, the consequence of stripping them of their Australian citizenship is that they will be taken into detention without any trial, without any evidence being presented to a court, without any judicial decision. And that is absolutely unacceptable and outrageous idea that should be rejected firmly by the community. It is 800 years this month since Magna Carta was agreed, and that is the foundation of our free society. Magna Carta contains the promise that people will not be deprived of their liberty without due process of law and judgment of their peers.
And that's what Tony Abbott has said today. He said in a press conference this morning that the government would respect the rule of law in any changes that are made, that there is due process. He said that the laws proposing to strip citizenship from terrorists would be subject to judicial review and they won't be done to render anyone stateless. Does that give you comfort?
Judicial review should give nobody any comfort. The cases in which people have attempted to challenge negative ASIO assessments about them through judicial review have ended up in miserable failure. ASIO is able to keep protected from the court the information on which it's relied in coming to its assessment, and the court has no way of testing whether the information held by ASIO is reliable or not reliable. And most importantly, the defendant, the individual who is the subject of the decision, has no opportunity to see the information which ASIO has used or the minister has used, no opportunity to challenge that information, no opportunity to provide any explanations, no opportunity to cross-examine the witnesses. Those features are essential features of justice. They happen in a trial where somebody is charged with an offence. We have so many offences in Australia linked with terrorism, including every conceivable act for preparing for a terrorist act or advocating terrorism. The idea that there are people who can't be successfully charged with a criminal offence yet should be subject to adverse security assessments is just unacceptable.
Okay, there's another proposition that's being put forward here, which is by Social Services Minister Scott Morrison. He suggested that an alternative could be to allow a temporary suspension of citizenship. Is that a way around that?
It's no answer to the rule of law problem that people who are deprived of their citizenship will be detained arbitrarily without a fair trial to say, well, it's just going to be for a while and you don't need to worry about that. People need to be worried about any period of detention not authorised by a court in a way that they cannot challenge the detention in a court, even a temporary deprivation of their liberty.
But I guess what people are saying who are concerned about national security is that if people are electing to leave Australia and go and fight alongside organisations like Islamic State, that really why should they have a right to return home and to be a citizen of this country?
And if they've committed a criminal offence and they return home, they will be prosecuted and tried in a court, and they might receive very long jail sentences. The fact that somebody is in jail for a long time means that they'll lose their right to vote in an election, but otherwise their citizenship will be maintained. And that's important for a number of reasons. Family connections is one of those reasons. If somebody is deprived of their citizenship, what happens to the status of their dependents and family members? That's an issue that's not been explored. Another question which arises is, in the UK, it's apparent that the citizenship stripping laws don't just apply to people involved in terrorism, but they can apply to people involved in serious organised crime, for example. So already we're seeing this is the thin edge of a wedge. You can start with terrorists and then serious criminal gangsters. It'll be not a big step to go to sex offenders and others. The idea that there should be citizenship stripping over and above jailing offenders is not an idea which is acceptable in a free society.
Stephen Banks, he's president of the New South Wales Council of Civil Liberties.